Chuck Chat Freestyle for Sunday, August 10th, 2014. Hey, how you doing? This is the Dog Days of Podcasting, or in my case, it's the Extended Dog Days of Podcasting, which I will call EDOP. Nah, that doesn't sound right. I did start watching Babylon 5. I am on a business trip. You've caught me in California. The themes, if you haven't listened to Freestyle before, this is an audio diary of my life. And the themes of the show for this year are my karate black belt test, which happened in July, getting Lisa off to college, Dragon Con, and moving to Phoenix. So you will hear various stories of that intermixed with other random thoughts I have during the day. So, dogdaysofpodcasting.com. If you want to join, it's not too late. You can be a take up the challenge podcast every day. It's pretty easy indeed. Like I said, I did start watching Babylon 5 on the flight out here. I started watching it when it first came out, and everybody was talking it up. And I think it might have been one of those shows that everybody just kind of hyped a little too much, and I kind of lost interest. This seems to be a theme with me, doesn't it? Watched the first few episodes of Farscape. Didn't resonate with me. Put it on the shelf. Came back years later and loved it. Watched the first few episodes of Chuck. Didn't resonate. Watched it later. Loved it. Now I'm doing the same thing with Babylon 5. I'm not in love with the show yet. I'm only on episode 5 of season 1. So everybody says, oh, you got to get through season 1, then it really starts getting good. So I am getting through that season 1. It's entertaining, and I remember the characters from the first time around and the various races, but there were a lot of details that I didn't remember, and now I'm into uncharted territory, as it were. So, enjoying the show, pretty much. As I was getting on the flight from Appleton to Minneapolis, a random thought occurred to me. Remember when you were a kid, and you were on the bus, and nobody sat next to you? You were a loser. Nobody wanted to sit next to you. Of course, there they had an elective state of sitting next to you. So I'm on the plane today and feeling kind of sad that nobody's sitting next to me. And then went, oh, wait a minute, this is a full flight, except for this seat. I'm the lucky one. Woohoo! Suddenly you go from being a loser in school on the school bus to a winner on the plane because nobody's sitting next to you. Now, not that they can't choose their seat assignment. It was an exit row, but on those little regional jets, that really doesn't make any difference. There's no difference in leg room. It's just, hey, you're going to have to open the door if we have an emergency. So that was kind of funny. The sad news today is I can't find my iPad. I had it charging up yesterday, and if you listen to a recent Freestyle, I said it'd be a miracle if I don't lose something due to this move, because things get temporarily put in weird places. And I know I was debating whether I should take it to California or not, and eventually convinced myself, yes, I want to take it to California because I want it for the sound effects. I'll be doing some micro-technoramas. What in the world? It's like I got bug bites on my leg or something, but there were no bugs out tonight. All right, don't scratch. So now I can't find my iPad. There may be a slight chance that it fell out or slid out of my computer baggies that went through security in Appleton. I'm going to call them tomorrow. I have told Donna to keep her eye out. It may be laying in some random weird place that we had to clear out while the house was being shown for the open house today, which gets me to my next topic. The open house was today, and we tidied up the house between church and the open house. You know, gave it one more run over with the vacuum cleaners and took everything out of the kitchen that we didn't need in the kitchen, or we need, but we're not supposed to show, like a dish drainer or a knife block. You know, you want to show as much open counter space as you can. Make it look like it's spacious kitchen, which in reality it's not. But hey, it actually makes it look nicer when there's not a bunch of crap on the counter. We had to take the toaster oven off of the counter, so we put that in the garage. And while doing that, I don't know, maybe I... Oh, bug bites or not, these suckers are getting itchy. We put the cats in their carriers, which was like... Whew. Holly wasn't too bad, but Todd, man, that cat's getting agile. He knows how to stick his legs out in weird directions. so that it doesn't go into the carrier. Finally got them in there, and they cried the whole time. We made a quick stop after about 15 minutes to pick up some lunch and sell one of the TomToms on Craigslist, do the handoff and the cash transfer there, and they cried. We drove around in the country for an hour or so, and Holly, boy, she's handling stress differently these days. She was drooling like a St. Bernard. I have never seen a cat do that. You know, kind of foaming at the mouth. That was kind of stressful for her. This was a trial to see how they are going to manage as we drive them across country. And it's not going to be any fun for anybody if they cry the whole way. I'm hoping that eventually they will, you know, eat their breakfast, get in the car carriers, and fall asleep. Now, we didn't have any padding in there for them to rest on, so it won't be exactly this hostel or, you know, like being at the not the Humane Society. What do they call that? Where you go and pick up the mental block, the shelter. It won't be like being at the shelter. So we'll have to see how they do. There were no cars in the driveway because Lisa stayed at her boyfriend's last night. And Julie is off with Donna's car getting things. I lost my train of thought. Julie is in Michigan at a friend's wedding. She will be back Monday and then gets her wisdom teeth pulled on Tuesday. So by the time I get back to see her on Friday, we should be good to go. Dragon Con news. We sent the Santa Bot costume on Friday. I forgot to mention that. That was Friday's news. I do have a little bit of leeway on this. It's only 10 o'clock in California, whereas I would be cutting this close to the last minutes. Oh, my battery's below 40%. I better wrap this up quick or plug it in real fast. Maybe that's a better idea. Let's plug it in so that I don't get the phantom. Oh, I'm out of battery. I'm going to shut down now and won't power back up until you plug me back in. And then I'll tell you got 40% battery anyway. Stupid iPhone. Don't know what's up with that. Oh, come on. Where's my power adapter? No, yes, no, yes, no. Cable. Come on. I had you on the airplane. Looking for the iPhone charger. Looking for the iPhone charger. Where are you, my little charger? No, there's one for the iPad that I don't have. Come on. I wrapped it up. It might be in my blazer pocket because I sort of wrapped it up on the plane. We'll see. Okay, let's see if we can get through this. The big surprise was that pub crawl last night. Scott Tyler picked me up about 4 o'clock. We went and had pizza. We did not go any pub crawl. After dinner, we went to one of the bars. And, oh, coincidence of coincidence, we met some karate people there. And I said, oh, hey, cool. Karate people. Three people, Nate, Michelle, and Kim from karate were there. And then Scott confessed up and said, oh, this was arranged. Surprise! So they had a nice little surprise going away party for me. And the karate instructor and his wife joined us, and another one of the students. And people were kind of coming and going for a couple hours. And Mrs. Deneau, the instructor's wife, said, where's Donna? And I said, she's at home. Because I thought this was going to be like a man night out. Because Scott and I do things regularly. We go watch movies together. Where in the blankety blank is my iPhone cable charger? Rats, this is going to drive me nuts. I'm still digging around in here. So Donna came out, which was fun. And we sat there for about 3-4 hours. Appleton was having this thing called Mile of Music. I wonder if it's not in my pants pocket. Ugh! Can't find the charger. See, I'm losing things right and left. No brain. It's not in the blazer pockets. It's not in the coat pockets. Not in that pocket. Maybe. It's not in the pocket with the chewing gum. Did I leave it in the car? Well, I don't know how I would have done that. I remember winding it up when I was getting off the plane. Anyway, Donna came out, and we were there for about, they were, where was I? Milo Music. Milo Music, we listened to a couple of bands at the, bar, drank a couple of pitchers worth of beer, and I was feeling a little lightheaded, and Dave will appreciate this when I say that Morning Guy was a little mad at Night Guy. He was telling me about a comedian, when we were at Knowledge 14 back in May, and the comedian has these dueling personalities, kind of like a Jekyll and Hyde. He said, there's Night Guy, who always wants to go out and say, hey, let's close down this bar, and there's Morning Guy, who has to pay for the sins of, or mistakes, or consequences of what Night Guy wants to do. And usually I'm pretty good, but Night Guy got the better of me. Morning Guy was not happy, and then Morning Guy had to go set up the sound system at church this morning, and Morning Guy had to drive the cats around. So Morning Guy was a little out of it for a while, like for most of the afternoon. So, yeah, that wasn't any fun. I am still looking for this power cord, but I won't bore you to tears with all of that. I'm just going to gut the whole laptop bag one more time, see what happens. I got batteries. I got chargers for everything else. I've got my portable battery pack charger kit. I've got you under my skin. There's my noise-canceling earbuds. I got more batteries. I got my Dragon Con bulletin. And you know what? This has gone on long enough. I'm going to put this down. Hopefully it'll get an upload. And I'll figure out how I'm going to charge this thing tomorrow. Until next time, 101. Bye.